The Shunga dynasty was a significant ancient Indian dynasty that ruled from approximately 185 BCE to 73 BCE. This period marked a crucial phase in the history of India as it followed the powerful Mauryan Empire and paved the way for the subsequent Gupta Empire. The prominent rulers of Shunga dynasty are Pushyamitra Shunga. Pushyamitra Shunga is regarded as the founder of the Shunga dynasty. He came to power by assassinating the last Mauryan ruler Brihadrath around 185 BCE. Pushyamitra Shunga was a Brahmin general in the Mauryan army, and his usurpation marked a shift from the Mauryan rule to Brahminical influence. His reign began the Shunga dynasty. Agnimitra. Agnimitra was the son of Pushyamitra Shunga and succeeded his father as the second ruler of the Shunga dynasty. He is known primarily through the play Malvikagnimitram by the famous Sanskrit playwright Kalidasa, which features Agnimitra as a character. Vasumitra. Vasumitra succeeded Agnimitra as the third ruler of the Shunga dynasty. He continued the dynasty's rule and maintained the administrative and political structure established by his predecessors. Baghbhadra. Baghbhadra succeeded Vasumitra and ruled as the fourth Shunga dynasty. His reign saw relative stability and prosperity in the dynasty, with Buddhism continuing to flourish during the rule. Devbhuti. Devbhuti was the last ruler of the Shunga dynasty. His reign marked a period of decline, characterized by internal strife and external threats. The dynasty faced challenges from the Indo-Greek rulers in the northwest and the Satvahans in the Deccan. End of the Shunga dynasty. Devbhuti's reign ended in 73 BCE when he was overthrown by the Kunind chief Rudradaman I. This marked the downfall of the Shunga dynasty and the end of their rule in northern India. The notable contributions and achievements of Shunga dynasty are, first, patronage of Buddhism. The Shunga dynasty is well known for its patronage of Buddhism. Despite Pushyamitra Shunga's initial persecution of Buddhists, Buddhism continued to thrive during their rule. The Shunga kings, particularly Baghbhadra, made significant contributions to the construction and renovation of Buddhist stupas and monasteries. The most famous of these is the Great Stupa at Sanchi, which was expanded and adorned during the Shunga period. Art and architecture. The Shunga period witnessed the development of the Shunga art style, characterized by intricate carvings on the railings and gateways of Buddhist stupas. These sculptures depict various scenes from the life of Buddha, Jatak tales, and other religious and secular themes. The Bharuhut stoop and the Sanchi stoop are prime examples of this artistic tradition. Cultural patronage. Apart from Buddhism, the Shunga rulers also patronized other cultural and artistic endeavors. They supported various forms of literature, including Sanskrit plays and poetry. Kalidasa's play Malvikagnimitram is one such example that features a Shunga king as a character. Coinage. The Shunga dynasty issued coins that provide valuable historical and numismatic evidence. These coins often featured the names and titles of the rulers, helping historians establish the chronological sequence of the dynasty. Continuation of administrative practices. The Shunga administration was built upon the foundations of the Mauryan administrative system. They continued to use the administrative practices and bureaucracy established by the Mauryas, ensuring stability and continuity in governance. Administration. The Shunga administration closely resembled the Mauryan administrative structure. Here are some key features of the Shunga administration. King. The king was the supreme authority responsible for governance and maintaining law and order. The Shunga rulers, like their Mauryan predecessors, held a strong central authority. Council of Ministers. The king was advised and assisted by a council of ministers who played a crucial role in decision-making and governance. Provincial governance. The empire was divided into provinces, each administered by a provincial governor who was responsible for collecting taxes and maintaining order in the respective regions. Local officials. Local administration was carried out by officials who supervised villages and towns, collecting taxes and reporting to the provincial authorities. Taxation. Taxation was a significant source of revenue for the state. Taxes were collected in various forms, including land revenue and trade taxes. Judicial system. The Shunga dynasty had a well-organized judicial system to dispense justice. There were courts and judges at various levels to resolve disputes and administer justice. Military. A standing army was maintained to defend the empire and expand its territories. The military played a crucial role in maintaining the authority of the king. Decline and legacy. The decline of the Shunga dynasty, which ruled in ancient India from approximately 185 BCE to 73 BCE, can be attributed to several factors. Weak leadership. The later rulers of the Shunga dynasty were often criticized for their weak leadership and inability to effectively govern the empire. This weakened central authority and led to internal conflicts. Internal strife. Factionalism and power struggles within the ruling elite, including the Brahminical and military factions, contributed to instability within the dynasty. External threats. The Shunga dynasty faced external threats from neighboring powers. In the northwest, the Indo-Greek kingdoms posed a challenge to Shunga dynasty. In the Deccan, the Satavahans were gaining strength and influence. Economic factors. Economic challenges, including declining revenues and pressure on the treasury due to ongoing conflicts and the maintenance of a standing army, strained the empire's finances. Administrative inefficiency. While the Shunga dynasty continued the administrative practices of the Mauryan Empire, there were allegations of corruption and inefficiency in the bureaucracy, which hampered effective governance. Religious conflicts. Pushyamitra Shunga's persecution of Buddhists at the beginning of the dynasty created religious tensions and potentially alienated a significant portion of the population. Loss of territory. The Shunga dynasty gradually lost control over some regions, weakening its territorial integrity. In conclusion, while the Shunga dynasty faced numerous challenges and eventually declined, its contributions to Indian culture, Buddhism, and administrative practices had a profound and lasting impact on the subcontinent. The legacy of the Shunga dynasty continued to shape the course of Indian history in the centuries that followed. If you want to know about any other topic in Indian history, please leave it in the comment box so that I can come back with it. If you have liked this episode, please like, share, and subscribe. Thank you.